the embodiment of truth and wisdom. Bhavdada's most loving and most serviceable. Always remain in intoxicated state of consciousness or always a traveler from corporeal world to an incorporeal world and from the incorporeal to deity's world. We always travel, is it not? From this corporeal world to subtle world, incorporeal world and also the future world. And those who claim the complete inheritance of Bab Dada at this moment or at this time, for such souls, for such loving sisters and brothers, I was asked to give a class or called a share my understanding how to divinize our nature. Now we have godly knowledge or the godly wisdom. After some time we forget this knowledge also. But the knowledge will be transformed into divinity. The knowledge has to be converted into divinity. Or the knowledge has to be totally changed towards spirituality. The knowledge should reflect in the form of royal nature. The knowledge helps in acquiring or in adapting or becoming an embodiment of divinity. Even in worldly sense also, an ordinary student, when he acquires certain knowledge in a particular area, whether it is a medicine, whether it is a science, whether it is an art, whether it is a commerce, whether it is law, anything, after some time, his behavior changes. In his conscious, after acquiring the knowledge of a medicine, he always considers that I am a doctor. His outlook, his behavior, his attitude, his perception towards other fellow, everything changes. Before that he was an ordinary person, ordinary being, ordinary soul, or ordinary. So also, a lawyer, or a judge, or a professional people, when they adapt certain wisdom, their behavior also changes. So also Baba says, since you have got a wonderful knowledge, their knowledge is limited to the corporeal world. Even medicine is limited to the corporeal body and corporeal world. Even the worldly law is limited to the corporeal world, not to the subtle world, not to the incorporeal world, not about the future world at all, because they do not believe at all. They do not know the real truth. So Baba says, this spiritual wisdom Also, after some time, after changing this dress and address, new dress and address we will going to have. Is it not? This dress, this corporeal dress, and this Brahma Kumar address or a Brahma Kumari address will be changed. And a new address, a new dress will be there. So in that dress also, our behavior will be different. So Baba says, through our behavior, through our attitude, we can serve the society. Not only through the words of wisdom, words of language, words of emotions, words of feelings, but through our behavior, through our nature itself, we can serve the society, we can change the society, we can influence the society, we can mold the society, and we can make a deep impact. That is what spiritualization, that is what divinization, that is what the angelic life, that is what a deity's quality to me. So our purpose is to divinize our nature. How we can divinize our nature? It is identity first. If we identify ourselves with the body, then immediately our behavior changes. The body language we adapt. Bodily emotions, the feelings, that immediately comes in all our behavior. Even in relationship, in thought, in outlook, the external beauty and external concept, all these things it comes when we feel, when we know our corporeal form. Even also, when we know certain knowledge, like I am a male, I am a female, I am a so-and-so religion, so-and-so language, so-and-so culture, so-and-so nation. This knowledge also, this information, once we know and when we start believing in it, or when we believe in it, knowingly or unknowingly, or through our culture, or through our traditions, or through the information, or through our parents, or through the society, whatever it may be. All this may be through. Once we know, and our behavior also changes. This information, it acts in the mind, and that changes our emotional feelings. So that's why Baba says, now we have got an understanding, being a conscient entity, being an immortal entity, being a traveler of 5,000 years, being the companion of Baba now, we are companions of Baba, or Baba has taken into his fold. This awareness automatically changes our behavior. Even you can look at the worldly people, when they understand somebody, when they started identifying their relation with someone else, or they try to make that relationship, or they try to know more about those things, or when they know it also, then immediately their behavior changes, their feeling changes, their expression changes. All these things changes. A boy and a girl, when they know each other, when they understand each other, when they develop certain relationship, the feeling changes. Through the nature itself, they express their understanding, their feelings, their behavior, everything. Yes. Baba says now, being a godly student, being a spiritual being, our nature, through our thought itself, others can read our mind. our thoughts, because as we know, what you think, our face reflects. Many times, if you are engaged in some communion or some deep thought or in some deep relationship or some deep feeling, somebody immediately, when they notice, oh, you are not here, you are somewhere, you are thinking something, is it not? Immediately, our thought itself, others will read our face. Through our face, oh, he is in a deep, he is away from the present world or from this present moment or from the present situation, like that. Our thought itself changes. So also, when we have a deep love for our own life and love for others, our feelings immediately reflect. We need not express the language. We need not write stories. We need not create poems. We need not do all this, maybe part of it. But our feelings automatically reflect in our behavior. So that behavior immediately expresses there is a love for another being. So that's why Baba says, how we feel godly love. Through his presence itself, we experience God's love. The moment Baba descends to this corporeal world, or even when we are in tune with Baba, in the remembrance of Baba, when we are totally merged in Baba's love, immediately our faces experiences a deep love, and that reflects in our behavior. So Baba says, divinization. Divinization means once the soul becomes totally a divinized, a pure soul, as Baba said. The pure souls, not only for this birth, but many, many, many births. Even as per the Baba's latest Murali also, blessings, not only you are giving blessing present, but even for Dwaparigi Bhagat. For Dwaparigi Bhagat, or the devotees who worship your images, or if they remember you about your history, and if they start worshipping you, or if they start thinking you, then immediately they get the feelings. So they get that feeling. So Baba says, through our divine act, they can get blessings also. So divinized souls means a constant, continuous and forever bestower of divinity. Divinity that include all the values and wisdom. A divinized souls means it has got mercy, it has got peace, it has got love, it has got compassion, it has got everything in it. Whatever the people want, they can get at that moment. Just like whatever feeling we need, when we think of Baba, accordingly we receive. We may need love, we may need peace, we may need compassion, we may need mercy, we may need all these things. The moment you think of Baba, all these qualities, we experience it. We may remember Baba. At that time we don't say Baba is a merciful soul. Baba is so lawful. We just think Baba, immediately whatever we need, we experience it. We receive it. And the soul empowered with that quality. So also Baba says, through our nature, other souls can immediately feel, yes, he is a divinized personality. He is an enlightened soul. He is a spiritualized soul. He is not like an ordinary human being. Ordinary human beings, they always have a conflicting nature, or there is always ideological difference, or their priorities are different, or their intentions are different. So many things. So whereas a divinized soul, their intention is always clean and clear, pure and peaceful. Intention is always to give and experience, both experience and to give joy and happiness. Spiritualized or the divinized soul's nature is always to give joy or happiness to others. At the same time, he remains in that state of consciousness. In that state of consciousness, the influence of the nature, the changes in the nature or in the worldly affairs, they won't influence the mind. Rather, they influence the nature and the changes. Just like Bab Dada. Now, in spite of so many changes are taking place in the society, in the drama, in the human souls and so many things, but they are not influencing Baba. Rather, Baba is influencing them for a change. So also, a divinized soul means they never affected by the events of the worldly events. Worldly nature, worldly, this mundane world, it is always changes, you know. So rather, they influence us towards change. So Baba says, first, the knowledge helps us in changing, and the knowledge ultimately converted into a power. Baba says, knowledge is power. We believe the knowledge is power. So how that power acts? It changes our behavior, and that acts as a power, and that power influences. How much power we have acquired, or adapted, or empowered ourselves, you must check. Or still, if you have got a old nature, old sanskaras, what we call as Baba's old sanskara, if that sanskaras are still influencing our decision making, our determination, our relationship, our understanding, our future, if our old sanskaras are still holding us or pulling towards corporeal world or pulling towards previous world or previous events or previous information or previous relationship or previous things, that means my nature is not totally divinized. Or still it's a mixture quality. Knowledge is supporting, at the same time, we have got certain negative influences. As a result, we go back. Normally the weak souls are impure souls, are those who have got a negative thinking nature. They have made it as a nature. Are those who always notices other weaknesses. That becomes their nature. They have cultivated. And such souls cannot remain constantly in a state of blissful state. They can't remain in a blissful state. Okay, they become in their mental sometime war, sometime conflict, sometime struggle, sometime happiness, sometime unhappiness. So, our forehead should not become a center of war field. It is a center of place of radiating wisdom, place of radiating truth, place of radiating peace, place of radiating joy, place of radiating all other divinity, divine qualities. Even Baba said, even Swapnavastha, even in sleep also, when they sleep, in the dream also, or in subconsciousness, they enjoy very much. Worldly things, unfulfilled desires, or petty things, small things, all these things will not influence there. A divinized soul means a fulfilled soul. Rather, he always support others. That is why Baba says, we should not make our mental horizon as a war field. Karma Kshetra. It is not Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra means war, center of war, field of war. Where karma means we have to do, act, no doubt. But each thought and each karma or each behavior that motivate others, that influence others, that strengthens others, that bestow light to others, light, that gives light to others. So that's why Baba says, divinization. Now our the whole purpose of studying this godly knowledge, living in this world now, practicing yoga, or all our four subjects, even doing godly service also, to do service others, means motivating others, influencing others, means or convincing others. All these factors is to divinize ultimately. The divinized can only, souls can only live in the company of divine souls. They can have the companionship with Baba. And impure souls cannot have a company of Baba. They may aspire, they may think, they may pray, they may have a high respect, but that respect does not mean they cannot have companionship. They may have respect for God. They may have love for God. But unless they divinize their nature, they cannot experience the companionship of Baba. So, the divinization makes us always to have the companionship. The moment you think Baba is with you and Baba think about us because he know our nature. So that is why Baba says, through our nature itself, we can change others, provided our nature is divinized. A divinized soul can only constantly travel to the incorporeal world. Or they can have always, they can live in this world like a guest. Because we are just like a guest. Even though the guests enjoy all the privileges, all the rights, all happiness, at the same time, they are always, they know, they are aware. Yes, I have to leave this place, this situation, or this things, and after some time I will be somewhere. Just like a guest. Suppose if somebody, some guest comes to your house, or if some guest goes to some other place, the people may love, the people may offer, the people may adore them, the people may experience so many things from them. And at the same time, as a guest, it is my moral responsibility to do so and so things. And as a guest, I may fulfill. In spite of doing all these things, still he knows that after a certain period of time, I have to go from this situation. I have to leave that situation. So also, a divinized soul in this world, he always live like a guest. For him, the body is like a guest house, and this world is also the guest house. Even the body also, as if you are living in a guest house. So also his body also like a guest house. Just like Bab Dada, when he enters into the corporeal world, maybe with Guljar Dadi, when he was in Brahma Baba also, he always like he never attached that one. He attached, he had so much of love. At the same time, he can detach at any time. So also divinized souls means his responsibility, he fulfills, he performs, he completes. At the same time, he is so much detached. So how far we have detached ourselves from our own body and bodily nature, or the body nature influences our mind, our thoughts, our behavior, we must know. So Baba says, a divinized soul can only become a deity. Deities. Who are we? We are deities. A deity soul living in this body. Only the body, when you change the body, now the body language should not influence the mind. Though this body we have inherited from the Kali Yuga, but the soul has inherited this body, is it not? Body has not inherited the soul. Soul has inherited this body. Since we have got a knowledge now, since we have got a power now, since we have got a truth now, since we have got realization about the body and bodily world, then it is easy for us to detach. It is easy. Earlier we did not have this understanding. As a result, the body languages influences the mind. Now the mind influences the body. So that is why Baba says, the divinized souls means at any moment we can detach ourselves. We can attach, we can detach. When we think of this world, yes, this is my task, this is my duty, this is my responsibility, or this is my work, or this is my, to do this godly job, godly service. See, we are always, what we write, we are on godly service, not on human service, not on family service, not on government service, we are always on, write on godly service. Even when we write a letter, we write on godly service. Earlier we used to write, yours faithfully, your law, truly, so and so. But now, you are not true to the human world. You are true to the God. We are on godly service. As per the Srimatha, as per the divine wish, as per the Baba's wish, we act. Not as per our wish, or not as per the human wish. Human wish may be a different, there, you know. So now as per Baba's wish, so when we act as per the Baba's wish, then we have plenty of things to do, plenty of things to give, plenty of things to bestow. Human wish may be limited or unlimited. Or it may be true or it may be untrue. It may be over or it may be a less. Whereas Baba knows, and as per the Baba's wish, we reflect. So our nature also, we live in this corporeal world to fulfill all the godly wish or the Baba's desires, are to bestow godly power to others, godly wisdom to others. A divinized soul's nature. So even when they are every second and every moment, we now act as per Baba's wish. That is the divinized nature soul, divinized nature. Because we write our now, Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari. Is it not? Brahma Kumar as a Brahma Kumari. It is the wish of Baba as a Shiva Baba and Brahma Baba. Our address changed, our definition changes, our relation changes, our motives changes, our intention changes, our future everything changes. Now all these things as per the Baba's wish. So Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari means we may on the process of divinization, but now as Baba's expectation, within this year we have to big change we have to show to Baba, and within 6 months we have to show a wonderful result to Baba as an angels, as a perfect souls, as divinized souls, as an agents of Baba. As an agents of Baba, our previous identities, our previous identity should disappear, even in subconscious level also. If somebody come in contact with any BKs, they must experience divinity. They must experience love. They must experience light. They must experience mercy. They must experience power. They must experience a lift for their life. Lift. A divinized soul can only give lift and gift. They can give lift and they can offer a wonderful gift. A gift for many, many births. Not for one day, for 1 month or 1 year or one life. Or worldly gifts are maybe for 1 month or 1 year or one life. But godly gift is for many, many births. So Baba says, through our nature itself, we can offer, just like a mother, through our care, through our love, through her compassion, through her kindness, she takes care of her creation without words. Is it not? So also a divinized soul means they take care of the society also in such a way, and they perform the duties of the Bab Dada in such a way in order to distribute the divinity. So the language will take a back seat, the behavior becomes the front seat. Behavior itself. That is, in golden age, we use minimum language, but we enjoy more, we experience more. Avek Bab Dada speaks less and he gives more. Because we know the language of Avek and thereby we can receive more. At the same time, we reciprocate more. So the divinized souls through their subtle forum, we can give more. A worldly soul, they cannot. So Baba says, now our nature itself should serve others. Baba says, you are all moving lighthouse and mighthouse. You are not a statue. You are not statues. You are a moving lighthouse and mighthouse. A moving lighthouse and mighthouse always radiates. Suppose if our nature is not divinized and we are having some worldly things or worldly feelings, worldly means, that means we are carrying forward dirt in our consciousness. Or we are collecting from the society or from other souls or from the worldly nature instead of having the divinized nature. So that means our mind still get into influenced by the worldly events. So Baba says, a divinized soul will not be influenced by these things. He may be in witness conscious. Sakshi drishta, sakshi avastha, sakshi. At the same time, he influences. So Baba says, now you are a moving light and might house. You are a moving. Your mind moves. Your thought moves. Your behavior. All these things make a deep impact. Deep impact. Our silence. Divinized souls means the power of silence influences. Our silence power. See, in Amrut Vela, when we sit in meditation, in individual level also, in collective level also, and as a group also, when we sit in meditation, each one radiates peace. As a result, others will also experience peace. Others will get influenced by that one. We do not speak at that moment, but peace speaks so much. The love speaks so much. Happiness speaks so much, and that empower other souls. Even somebody want to speak, or somebody wanted to, they cannot, because that atmosphere influenced so much, immediately the souls turn towards that nature, the peaceful. So Baba says, through our behavior, we can change. Wherever the divinized souls they move, Baba says, har kadam me padamon ki kamai. Padmapati. He says, padma, padma, padam, pati. Baba says, multi, multi millennials. If millennial, billionaire, whatever, all these worldly millions and billions, the dollars or a pound or worldly, the government sealed paper has no value after some time. There always changes, is it not? It has to be changed. It is a part of the nature, so it has to be changed. Our spiritual wisdom, when it becomes more powerful, then automatically the Baba says, you always feel like an incarnated soul. Just like we feel Baba is reincarnated and reincarnates. We also experience always like an incarnated soul, reincarnated. We are not attached, but we are reincarnated. That feeling we ourselves also enjoy, at the same time others will also get the same feeling through our power of silence. So Brahmins means, as Baba said, it is reincarnation of divinity, the reincarnation of godly wisdom, the reincarnation of peace, the reincarnation of truth. Divinized means a truth. We know the eternal truth. Truth. What is perishable, what is imperishable. What is temporary, what is long last. So, we are reincarnation of reality and royalty. Royal nature. Baba says, divinized souls means a royal nature. Just like a royal people, you know, they speak less, they influence more. They give more, at the same time they receive blessings, no doubt, in the form of a good wishes. Lord, at the same time, they give always good wishes. They radiate. We are moving lighthouse to radiate the good wishes. Wherever we move, our good wishes automatically radiate. So like Baba says, we are all, through behavior, we can bring a big change in the society. It influences the five elements and it crosses beyond the limited time and area. So we may have a limited area, but it can travel beyond. The moment you think a divinized soul from here, he can think any part of the world and his power can travel. His pure thought can travel. His thought's energy can travel. And impure thoughts cannot travel. Even for a moment, if he thinks, the next moment, he go back to the worldly things. So that's why Baba says, once we divinize, we can influence the five elements not only surrounded by us, but we can influence the any part of the globe. Globe. Global service. You are locally seeking, but you are doing global service. Global service. You are sitting in Mount Chabu and you wanted to do service to someone else, and you constantly are radiating some positive thoughts, and after some time you will see that they get a positive vibration. And they also start remembering you, or they will start feeling, or they start experiencing it, or they start receiving it. They will receive it. Just like we are sitting in one part of the world and Baba is in subtle because he is so divinized, and as a result we receive help, we receive support, we receive strength, everything. So also Baba says, you are dharti ke sitare. You are stars in this corporeal world. And the stars influence us. Just like in the night, stars influence us. So also, you influence others. And this experience we have to give through our divinized nature. Otherwise, worldly, what is worldly people or what is happening? The criminalization, communalization, commercialization, and unrighteousness are making righteousness. And that is a different issue. So whereas once we divinize its souls, ours is divinization process. When divinized souls, the light itself is there. Baba says, you have got a crown. Which crown? The light is our crown. And you are always seated in the seat of, in the Baba's heart. That is our protection. Negativity cannot come. So Baba says, Tokri nahi uthana. Taj uthana. Taj uthane ka nahi, taj ko dikhana. Aur taj to aapka swabhavik, natural light, natural crown. In golden age, that crown may be, we may, as when we are seated in the throne, we may have the crown, other time we may not have. But whereas the lightness is a natural, permanent, and ever and constant, you know. This is our permanent crown. You won't lose even while sleeping. Whereas the worldly crown, you can't have that when you are taking rest or sleeping. Is it not? That only to exhibit, oh, is so and so, is prosperity or his wealth or his status or a symbol of status and other things. But symbol of purity, that taj, that crown, is nothing but the divinization. Sri Baba do not adore worldly crown, but whereas he bestow worldly crown as well as spiritual crown. The spiritual crown. This is the greatest gift for us in Sangha Yuga. A wonderful gift for us. Wonderful. The divinized souls means always have that crown. If even a small thought comes and start disturbing, taj hilne shuru kar deta hai, sir hilta hai, buddhi bhatakta. The symbol is our mind disturbs. A divinized soul's each thought and each word, no one can disturb, or he will not be get disturbed by others. Nature. As Baba said, even somebody gives some negative things, you won't accept it. Accept means maybe man, many shan, maybe many other things. Accept means, that means you are influenced by that. So Baba says, a divinized soul will not only accept, rather he'll give a reward to them, award to them, smile to them, happiness to them, as well as mercy to them, compassion to them. Through that, he will change that personality. So, Baba expects us something very high state of consciousness. And we have to fulfill the God's wish now. By fulfilling Baba's wish, we inherit not only for 21 births, even as per Baba's, the latest Murali, even from Dwapara Yuga onwards, the devotees who worship our images, they will get blessings. Even though they may not come to the golden age or in the silver age, but even if they come to the copper age, in that copper age also, they get that lightness or they get that blessings. So you can imagine how much power that we had to have, how much divinized souls we must be. And each day is a step towards that. Each thought is a step towards that. Each act is a step towards that. Each, with this, I conclude to the words of language. Let us sit in Baba's remembrance and see our real state of lightness. Om Shanti Namaste.